Election Day is fast approaching. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections 8 days from now, candidates are hitting the campaign trail. At a rally at Florida's Ave Maria University, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis discussing the ineffectiveness of crime policies in Democrat-run cities.
In New York, you go commit these criminal offenses and they let you out without any bail. So people victimize their fellow New Yorkers, and then before they even go into court, they're committing more crimes.
Meanwhile, New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who is chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation that Democrats have effective plans to tackle crime.
We have a plan for safer streets, supporting good policing, and attacking gun violence, which is so much of the problem.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle denouncing the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, in their San Francisco residence. Here's Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott on ABC's This Week.
We've got to figure out how to bring our country back together where we have a civil conversation and, you know, we have no violence. I mean, what happened to Paul Pelosi is despicable. It's unacceptable.
The suspect, 42-year-old David DePape, is scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday and is facing charges including attempted homicide and elder abuse. Grain exports from Ukraine now restricted due to Russia's blockade at Ukrainian Black Sea ports. Western leaders condemning Russia's actions, including President Biden.
He warns the cutoff of urgently needed grain exports could increase world hunger. Moscow claims it suspended a UN brokered deal to allow the safe passage of grain ships because Ukrainian drones attacked Russia's fleet on the Black Sea. Ukraine denies the attack, accusing Russia of waging hunger games.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin campaigning for votes as he faces Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Fox's Lauren Blanchard has more.
It's not just the Senate race that's heated. A fired-up former President Obama said Republican Senator Ron Johnson is out of touch with voters. The former president was campaigning for the Democratic ticket, including Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who says Senator Johnson serves wealthy donors and not Wisconsin. Two-term Senator Ron Johnson is on the campaign trail again in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. He is on day three of Ron's road tour with dozens of stops planned over the next week on a massive bus called the Ronmobile. Like so many other Republicans vying for votes, his campaign is hammering home the economic pain most Americans feel at the store and at the pump. Senator Johnson has a slight lead in the polls, but it's still too close to the margin of error.
Meanwhile, Alaskan Republican Senate candidate Kelly Shibaka tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo what's at the top of voters' minds in her state.
The number one thing I hear is inflation and jobs. We've lost over 25,000 jobs in our oil and gas industry.
A popular pork sandwich makes a return to the Golden Arches, possibly for the final time.
The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's restaurants until November 20th. According to the fast food chain, the fan favorite is making a comeback for a final bow, with reps teasing it as a farewell tour, telling customers to enjoy it as if it's their last. Explaining, we're hoping this isn't a goodbye, but a see you later. Adding, because as our McRib stands have experienced time and time again, you never know when or if the McRib is coming back. The sandwich, which is filled with boneless pork, barbecue sauce, onions, and pickles on a bun, has had limited runs since first appearing on menus around Kansas City in 1981.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.